Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In the Gospels of these coming days, we'll start re-reading what Jesus said shortly before his Passion. But the perspective is different from that of Lent, when these texts were preparing us for Holy Week. Now we read them as the disciples did after the resurrection, extracting a new meaning from the words of Jesus in light of all that had happened. Something that stands out in this passage is the obedience of Jesus to the Father. His unity of mind and heart with the Father was the real reason behind the Passion. That's what caused Jesus to be rejected by some people. Now, in a positive light, Jesus' obedience gave him an incredible freedom from the pressure to conform to this world. It enabled him to be a perfect icon or reflection of the Father. Jesus' capacity to relate to others in truth, his selflessness, his love, his detachment, all of that became a reflection of the Father's light for others. Then Jesus went on to say that those who reject his light are not condemned by him, but by his very word or teaching. See, Jesus was one with his teaching. His teaching was simply about articulating his identity as a son of the Father. And each one of us is made in Christ's image and likeness. So if we rebel against him, we are rebelling, in a sense, against the very fabric of our being. We're acting in a way that goes against our very nature. And that is what darkness means. It's not simply an alternate way of living. Living away from God is living in a way that contradicts our very spiritual structure. But it is very hard to admit to ourselves that we are living in an evil way. So what sin does, if we don't reject it, is to eventually cause us to justify our actions and to convince ourselves that we have good reasons to act in anger, lust, deceit, or pride. Only by trusting the voice of Christ will we be able to counter that voice of sin in us, and we'll be able to come out of darkness. So what do you learn by looking back on these words of Jesus from the perspective of the resurrection? Why do you think that only in union with Christ it's possible to live in the light? Why do you think it's impossible to blend light and darkness? In what way is Jesus inviting you to adopt his obedience and to see it as a blessing for you?